Hello everyone, it's Yana here, our gentleman. It's the 7th of May today, and I'm back with another update on the butterflies. Probably a lot of fluttering there. That's one of them. He's very excited. I have to say, I mean, it's almost like I'm feeling a bit sorry for them now. They do look ready to go out. So we'll probably try and release them tomorrow if it's warm enough. Especially as I'm getting a bit worried. I never actually see them eat. That's someone's tongue coming out there. Yeah, that's the most we've seen, that, you know, the tongue comes out, but I've never actually seen them feed on anything. We put some fruit, since they were all out yesterday, we put some fruit in. Slice of melon, you know, scored to make sure. Oh yeah, see, this one's clever, he knows exactly where it goes out. Not yet, mate, not yet. To pull the juice so they could eat that, and one of them was sitting there in the evening and then still in the morning, so for all I know he was hogging the thing all night. And then we also put some banana slices in, because apparently that's what they like, old bananas. And they got very excited. Every time you put something in, they get very, very excited. There's a lot of fluttering about, and, you know, and they all start shaking, you know, like they're smelling, because apparently they smell with their antennae. That one's definitely trying to get out. That's Luton. No, not you, but I'm glad you can fly with your misshapen wing. He's got his tongue out too. Yes, you still won't be able to walk on that. No, no, you can't. It's PVC. Seriously. Anyway, we just wanted to see whether they actually eat. But apart from all this excitement, I've not seen anything. So I got the kids to pick some flowers from the garden earlier, seeing as that's what they always want to do anyway. And then we put them in, and again, a lot of excitement, and they actually did land on the flowers, and they seem to sort of check them out. And just now I've done the whole sugar water thing. So I think I mentioned that the kit came with a pipette. So you just suck up the sugar water and then place a drop on the flowers. And they can obviously smell something. I mean, I can smell it smells of sugar. But there's a lot of activity, and then they just sort of sit there. So I think I'm just going to release them tomorrow if possible, so that they can go and find themselves some food, because I haven't seen them eat. Plus, you're not really supposed to keep them for that long. So let's hope it's nice and warm tomorrow. Thing is, I want the kids to be there, and for that it will have to be a very warm day, because we've got activities tomorrow, so we'll be back fairly late. So we'll see. But yeah, so far the update. Yeah, most of the time they just sit there with their wings together as well. But every now and then one of them flaps about or sort of just spreads his wings so you can see how beautiful they are, and they really are. Yeah. They like sitting on the side of the habitat. Anyway, so yeah, the end is near. we're about to let them go. Right, and so I'll say goodbye for today, and I'll probably speak to you tomorrow or so. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.